I looked around the room. Aside from the blood spatter, it was not a remarkable room, desk with chair, a laptop computer that seemed to be a few years old, an iPod dock. On one wall, happily unmarked by blood, was a dark poster of a pensive young man. Underneath was labeled Team Edward, and below that, Twilight. There were some nice-looking clothes hanging in the closet, but nothing extraordinary. Neither the room nor the house it was in seemed like it belonged to somebody wealthy enough for a fancy prep school. But stranger things have happened, and there were no bank statements pasted up on the walls that I could see. Was Samantha faking her own kidnapping to get money from her parents? It was a surprisingly common ploy. And if the missing girl had been surrounded by rich kids all day, it might have created pressure on her to come up with some designer label jeans of her own. Kids can be extremely cruel, bless them, especially to someone who can't afford a $500 sweater. But the room didn't tell me enough either way. Mr. Aldivar might be a reclusive billionaire able to buy the entire neighborhood while flying to Tokyo for sushi. Or perhaps their financial means really were modest and the school gave Samantha financial aid of some kind. It didn't really matter. All that mattered was to make sense of that horrible wet splat of blood and get it cleaned up. I realized that Debs was staring at me expectantly, and so, rather than risk another knockout punch to my triceps, I nodded at her and exploded into vigorous action. I put my kit down on the desk and opened it. My camera was right on top, and I snapped a dozen pictures of the stain on the wall and the area around it. Then I went back to my kit, took out a pair of latex gloves, and pulled them on. I grabbed a large cotton swab from a plastic bag and a jar to hold it, and carefully approached the glistening splat of blood. I found a place where it was thick and still wet and twirled the head of the swab slowly through it, lifting enough of the awful stuff to make a useful sample. Then I carefully pushed the swab into the little jar, sealed it, and stepped away from the mess. Deborah was still staring at me, as if she were looking for a soft spot to punch. But as I watched, her face softened slightly. "How's my niece?" she said. And the dreadful red splat on the wall faded to a wonderful soft pink background. "She's beyond amazing," I said. "All fingers and toes in the right place and absolutely beautiful." For just a moment, something else fluttered across my sister's face, something that seemed slightly darker than the thought of a perfect niece. But before I could say what it was, Deborah's same old on-duty grouper face swam back into place. "Great," she said. And she nodded at the sample in my hand. "Get that analyzed, and don't stop for lunch," she said, and turned away. I closed up my kit and followed Debs out the bedroom door and down the hall to the living room. Off to the right, Captain Matthews had arrived and planted himself where everyone could see that he was on the scene and relentlessly pursuing justice. "Shit," Deborah said. But she squared her jaw and marched over to him anyway, possibly to make sure he didn't step on a suspect. I would have loved to watch, but duty sounded its clarion call, so I turned away for the front door and found Special Agent Brenda Recht standing in my path. "Mr. Morgan," she said, tilting her head and raising an eyebrow, as if she were not quite sure whether to call me that or something more familiar like guilty. "Special Agent Recht," I said, pleasantly enough, considering. "What brings you here?" "Sergeant Morgan is your sister," she said, which did not really answer my question. "That's right," I said anyway. Special Agent Recht looked at me, then stared across the room to where Deborah was talking to the captain. "What a family," she said, and walked past me to rejoin her generic-looking partner. I thought of several very good comebacks that would have put her neatly in her place, but after all, her place was actually several rungs above mine on the food chain, so I just called out, "Have a nice day," to her back, and headed out the door to my car.